Okay, up next, I love this segment so much. It is an excuse to kind of explore the inner recesses of the collective BPP consciousness, is how it's kind of... That's kind of what it's turned out to be, I think. We call it the best song in the world today. And it doesn't have to be a song that's on the charts right now. It doesn't have to be something that even a whole lot of people know about. It's just what we decide is kind of the best song in the world today. And today, the woman who's going to take us along on this journey is the BPP editor, Trish McKinney.
All right. So I have a 4-year-old kid, so most of the music in my household is stuff she likes. And right now she's into a TV show on the cable channel Playhouse Disney, and it's called Bunnytown. It's totally charming.
Let's go, everyone. We're going to go down to a kooky little place called Bunnytown.
Okay, but that's actually not the best song in the world today. It's just the show.
Really?
Okay,
it's
yeah.
Not.
No, it's a great song. But so here's where we're going to get to the best song. So I grew up in the era before all these educational consultants got their hands on cartoons and they filled them with positive messages and all that stuff. So I'm from that full-on Saturday morning, 4 hours in front of the TV era, the cheap pre-computer animation, the bad dialogue, the canned laughter, monsters, chase scenes, things like Scooby-Doo and Josie and the Pussycats. And my favorite thing about those cartoons was the pop music they would play over the chase scenes at the end. There was this weird cognitive dissonance between these people running in panic and fear and this music. It was all peppy, and it had sunny voices and lyrics about love. So here's an example of that from Josie and the Pussycats, the gang running away from evil Dr. Strange Moon.
Let's split!
They're running away. It's just so strange. All right, so actually that's not the best song in the world today either.
Wait for it.
Yeah, wait for it. Now let's get back to Bunnytown.
I knew it was going to be Bunnytown.
Everybody out there, get up off your chair. Kick off your shoes and mess up your hair.
So this kid's show, it brings me back in time to that uneducational era. Not that there are teen detectives and monsters, but that it appears to have no desire to make our kids any smarter, any nicer, any more mellow. It's just basically a sketch comedy show about a town full of bunnies. They're brightly colored, fuzzy bunny puppets. They tell dumb jokes. They do silly things. They sing songs. So right now we're listening to the Bunnytown Hop and Shay McKinney. This is the best song in the world today.
Why don't you want to sing the Bunnytown songs?
Because nothing.
Do you want me to?
Okay, so this song takes me back to those old cartoons because it's mindless, it's catchy, and it's also cheap because they play this song every episode and it eats up a good couple of minutes of airtime, and it doesn't cost them anything because they play exactly the same way every time. Hits about halfway through the show, it never varies, and every time they play it, my kid rocks out. Except for, I think we played a little bit of this clip. I was trying to get my daughter to sing along to this song so I could do this piece. And she wouldn't cooperate, and now I've totally ruined her enjoyment of this song, the Bunnytown Hop. She used to sing it every time. She used to dance. Now I was, like, following her with a microphone.
You can't do it. Dance, monkey, dance.
I was trying to get her to sing along, and now she will never... Now every time that show comes on, she just looks at me like,
don't
okay,
make
now,
me sing, Mommy.
Now. So anyway, I wanted to end this with a little bit of the moment when she finally put her foot down and I left the microphone alone.
Why don't you want to sing the Bunnytown songs?
Because nothing.
Do you want me to stop asking you to sing the song from Bunnytown into my microphone?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Because I do like it, but I don't want to sing it.
All right. Understood. I won't ask you again. Enjoy your childhood.
But I want a hug.
Okay.
Oh, so, that is so sweet. Trisha McKinney with the best song in the world, BPP editor, and mom to Cassie.
I think I'm a bad mom.
No, you're a good mom. You're a good mom.
I'll leave her alone. Find a little space that you can call your